Welcome to This Week in the Third Region, where we interview the athletes of the region to not only highlight their athletic ability, but also to show the region what great young men and women we have representing us. Let's join our host, Vic Evans, on your home for Third Region Sports 102.7, The Game.
What's up and welcome to This Week in the Third Region, where we interview athletes throughout the region to get to know them a little better. I am your host, Vic Evans. Today I'm going to be joined by Stephen A. Turner.
Hey, I'm fortunate to be here.
There you go.
This is my first time around the third region.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, let's waste no more time. Let's jump on the Green River Area Federal Credit Union hotline and get our guest, Mr. Three Sports Star himself, just two sports this year though, Deuce Sims, the, as Steve likes to call, the Owensboro Red Devil Killer.
That's right.
Deuce,
that's
welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
I've got to ask, I want to start right off the top because, you know, you guys are just coming off an All-A state championship. And I've got to ask is, what is it about the All-A state championship that Deuce Sims turns into Jim Tomey and just starts hitting bombs everywhere?
I love that reference, Jim Tomey. Me and my dad just started doing a little drill of his and started going off a little bit. But All-A state tournament, I don't know, a little flip of the switch, and I just like to compete.
You know, you look at it last year, you guys got beat in the semifinals. You were on the all-tournament team. I know you had one. Did you have two home runs in last year's All-A?
I did not. I had one home run.
Okay. And then this year, you guys win the All-A state championship. You're the MVP of the tournament. You hit home runs in the semifinal game and in the championship game. It was an absolute wall scraper blast. The only thing you didn't know was it going to get above the wall because you hit it. I think the first baseman jumped for it to try to catch it, and it still went out of the yard.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was one of the hardest balls I've had in a while. But, the first one I hit, knew it was going out, but I had to keep running because it was at EKU. But.
It's a big ballpark
up there. Big park. And, you know, Deuce, it seems like, man, when the bright lights come on, I feel like that's when you're at your best. I mean, we've covered a lot of games over your career, and during that time span, I can't remember a guy that, you know, you have the big game against Owensboro a couple years ago where you make the huge catch late. You know, you talk about the state championship game where you just absolutely show out there at Kroger Field, and then we're talking about this All-A state title run. You know, what is it about the prime time? Do you feel a little different energy, or is it all just the same and you're just out there making plays all the time, or is it a little bit different when you get in those big stages?
No, it's definitely a little bit different. I wish I knew how to switch it on myself so I could always control that, but I don't know what it is. Sometimes it just clicks on and I'm ready to play, and it's not like it's me out there. It's someone else.
Yeah, talk about that experience at Kroger Field. You know, Mayfield's been there a million times before. You guys really getting your feet wet for the first time, and maybe it took about a quarter for you guys to settle in, but I felt like once you guys did, I mean, it was the old Owensboro Catholic that we saw from week to week. Talk about that overall experience.
Oh, that was such an awesome experience to just really just be out on the field and looking up and seeing all the fans and everything. That was one of the best parts. I really took that in. But the game itself was incredible. Kudos to Mayfield. They were the best team we've played in a long time. But, I don't know, the competition and everything, just the whole atmosphere of just being at Kroger made it like three levels ahead. And it was just such an exciting time.
Yeah, and I mean, we're up in the box, and we have statewide reporters. I mean, guys that are known, you know, all over Kentucky talking about how it was the best game they had seen at the state championship level since, like, Braum and Bush.
Way back
from Mel and St. X, way back in the day, you know, or Trinity, way back in the day, man. And so to be put on that level, I mean, you guys are going to be – I know it didn't turn out the way we wanted there at the end, but overall, it's still going to go down in history as one of the greatest games ever played in the state championship.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love that, too. I wish we could have pulled it out, but it'll forever be remembered as a great experience for me.
As we're talking to Deuce Sims, outfielder for Owensboro Catholic High, also wide receiver, plays a little power forward at times during basketball season. I've got to ask you, Deuce, growing up, you know, I know you played all the sports, but was there one maybe that was your first love that you just loved playing more than any other one?
Well, I came up, my dad was a high school baseball coach, so my first love was definitely baseball. Then growing up in middle school and stuff, I didn't like football. I didn't like football at all, really, in middle school. And coming into high school, I thought I'd get another shot. And that's my – I love football.
Even more than baseball now?
I don't know about more, but it's a different type of love, like a different type of feel. Something I didn't know I could have, and it was awesome.
You know, you go, you know, Owensboro Cali Chi, we talk about, you know, the sports programs it's put out here in the last 10 years, that you know, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, it's been one of the best in the region. You know, and I know that a lot of you guys play multiple sports. Talk about what it is about Owensboro Cali Chi that makes that place special, and for just not only just for athletes, but just the school itself and what it means to you to be now, you know, soon to be a graduate of Owensboro Catholic.
Yeah. It being such a small school, everybody's so close with each other. Like, I can name everybody in our school, which is crazy. So being so close together and everybody playing, not everybody, but most people playing multiple sports, it just brings everybody closer, and I feel like we can have a tighter-knit team and group. And then there's just so much heart on the line. Like, everybody just really wants to win. Everybody loves the competition. And the coaches excel that, too. They really want to win. But ultimately, we put God first, and the coaches do that as well. So yeah. We have Christ-centered teams and athletics and academics.
Yeah, and you love that, right? I mean, and you look at the coaches you mentioned. I mean, you know, Coach Morris, you know, and then Coach Riley, Coach Hamilton. I mean, legendary figures.
I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. He just named all the coaches. If you could only play for one, who would it be?
You can't do that,
Hamilton,
Deuce.
Morris, or Riley? You got to give me an answer here on this one, Deuce.
It better be Hamilton because you're still in practice. You might have to run.
I have to say Hamilton. Hamilton's going to be listening to this. Actually, they're all going to be listening. I'm playing for Hamilton right now. So, Coach Hammy, I love you. I'm going to keep playing for you.
There you go.
You don't even have to run.
There you go.
Speaking of that, you know, going from the hardwood and then going to the stands this year, you know, even Catholic in the mix there. You know, talk about that transition a little bit, because the Catholic Crazies showed out. You know, they were right there throughout the entire tournament run, and you were kind of right there at the forefront of that. How hard was it to not be out there during that run?
Oh, it was amazing to watch. I really, really wish I could be out on that court. It was not really my choice to quit. I tore my labrum for the second time in my shoulder, and doctor gave me an ultimatum and had to choose. Either football or basketball. I chose football.
That's like Sophie's choice right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. And then they went on and continued to do as good as they did. I'm just glad I wish I could have supported them on the court, but I'm glad they were able to do it. It's happening.
Were you and QB1 were the leaders of that, you know, Catholic High crazy fan base there, and that just seems what it means to you. And I think it shows what Owensboro Catholic and you are all about, that even though you couldn't play, you were doing whatever you could on your part to support your brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. Anything and everything we can. If we can get in the head of someone that's doing too good that we think, then we might try a little bit. Anything we can do. Keep it wild.
You know, looking at the year you guys are having here at Owensboro Cali Chi, you know, you're hitting .278, 5 home runs, 22 RBIs. And as a team, I think a lot of people, if you told them at the beginning of the year, you guys would be sitting there 23-6. I think it'd be a lot of people, would surprise a lot of people. What makes this group of young men at Cali Chi baseball so special, and to be able to be 23-6 and be one of the front runners for the regional tournament?
Yeah, if you would have told me that in the beginning of the year, I don't know if I would have believed you, but I think it's because how close we are, really. We entirely as a group were sitting behind, like my freshman and sophomore year, sitting behind like Luke Scales, Luke Evans. So we were there, all of us were there, and we were able to watch them and how they played. So I think we were able to like almost copy them, and I think growing up with them was just able to help us keep us tight.
So we're talking to Deuce Sims here on the Green River Area Federal Credit Union Hotline. And Deuce, you committed, signed to go play baseball down at Central Alabama. What was it about Central Alabama that made it be the place that you want to call home for the next 2 years?
Casey Hamilton got me in touch with Coach Thomas, and I had a great phone call with him. So I went down and visited it, and place is awesome. It's down in Alabama, warm weather. They got all new facilities, so new weight room and new batting cages, and great field, love it. And it gives me an opportunity to play as a freshman.
You know, I always ask to throw a little curveball here and there. I did one with the coaching staff, but I got to ask because I'm really curious about this. And you would know because they've been your teammates for a long time. Who wins in the tug of war? Is it Vince or is it Tut? Who's the biggest of the big dog there?
I'd say Vince is stronger, so I think Vince would get the tug of war, but Tut's definitely quicker. And don't underestimate Tut's strength, though. He'll sneak up on you.
If those two are arguing, do you just sit back and say, I'm not getting involved because I don't need to just turn 2-on-1 against me?
No. You got to just let them figure that out.
Well, dude,
in between them.
You know, Deuce, before we get you out here, what do you guys have to do to get to what your goals are and to get back to, you know, to get up to the regular state tournament? You know, it starts in the district play. Whoever you play based on RPI is going to be a good game, whether it's Owensboro or whether it's Davis County and in the region. What do you think as a team that you guys right now need to do to make sure you are absolutely prepared 100% for the regional tournament?
Well, we have one of the toughest districts in the region. Like, we have 4 of the top 5 RPIs in the region right now. So I don't think whoever we play is going to be an amazing game, like you said. We just need to want to win more. Like, we want to need to compete. All we really have to do is just keep doing what we're doing right now because we're on a roll. So just stay together, stay strong, and keep going.
Well, Deuce, thank you so much for joining us here in this week in the third region. It has been an absolute pleasure to watch you play on the football field, on the hardwood, and now on the diamond. And as you know, Stephen A. Turner loves to say, you are the ultimate Owensboro High School killer.
Yeah.
And it has been a joy to watch you play all the sports, Deuce.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And that's Deuce Sims and Stephen A. Turner joining me today for this episode of This Week in the Third Region. Make sure you check back with us as we will always have the best interviews from all the athletes around the Third Region.
You have been listening to This Week in the Third Region here on ESPN Owensboro. This has been a broadcast service of Cromwell Media. Check back soon as we interview more athletes of the region right here on your home for Third Region Sports, 102.7 The Game.